My cousin's a cokehead.
I'll catch you on the flip side.
Memories and drinks don't mix too well, and jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. That woman again, what I'd give for my baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me and say it's alright. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight. But here I in misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool could tell that this honky tonk heaven really make you feel like hell. I light a lonely woman's cigarette. We start talking about what we wanna forget. Her life story and mine are the same. Lost someone and only have ourselves to blame. So here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any that this honky-tonk heaven really make you feel like hell. Yeah, here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool could tell that this honky tonk heaven really makes you feel. Don't mix too well, and jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. What I'd give for my baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me and say it's alright. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight. honky-tonk heaven really make you feel like hell.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
A, B, C, D, P, C, P, E, or X, and T, H, C. Special K, N, L, S, D. J's and H and G, H, B. Now I know my drug, you see. Next time, won't you sing with me?
down. It's like when you get to the start of the day. The start of the day, you go run, run away. The start of the day, the start of the day, go wrong, run away.
In the world is bent.
Hey!
everybody in the world is bent.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Kids these days, they want it all. They just trip and fall. It's always sin. It's always sin. My tired head starts acting up.
Yeah.
thick dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. You're just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Love the way you see.
Nose Hair Lip Gland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio
Lucy, and I'm here to talk to you, lover, while you gaze at my juicy pics. And if my intimate little chat turns you on and gets your juices bubbling, then so much the better, baby. We'll have a nice, hot, wet, sticky time together. The idea of us sort of fucking together through my photos and talking sexy just for you is a terrific turn-on. Even holding this microphone with my fingers softly grasping its warm stem makes me think of pricks. Not pricks, but your prick. Dancing around between my fingers. Sad to say, the mic doesn't get any bigger as I rub it, but I hope your cock is. I know my fanny lips are getting wetter and wetter at the thought of a nice stiff prick like yours in my hot little oh-so-soft hands, with my fingers moving up and down, making it grow and grow until it throbs. If I lick the mic, get my tongue round it, I can pretend it's you, and I'm giving you a blowjob like you've never had before, sucking off your prick like only an expert could. Girls don't practice cock-sucking nearly enough, do they? You know, licking quite hard but nibbling softly too, and doing it for a long, really long time. Building you up and up and up. I love hearing a guy's grunts and sighs as I suck away on the shaft and work away on its hairy balls with my hands at the same time. Sometimes getting my fingers right between the cheeks of your ass and up to really bring things on. You see, I love cock. Love its feel and taste, shiny and wet and knobbly. And what's more, I've got a nice long pointed tongue, as maybe you can see from my pictures, which means I can really probe your sensitive hole and under its knob where your most sensitive bits are. And that always drives guys mad for my cunt, my hole, whatever your favorite word for it is. And my cunt's always hot for guys like you. Guys who know a good thing when they see it. I mean, why else should you be listening to me right now? Ever since I got my first taste of male cum hitting the back of my throat, I've wanted more of it. Yours truly really has got a randy appetite for male juice, and I love the idea of you saving some of yours for me. I'd welcome having it anywhere, lover. You name the target, and I'll provide it. Maybe you'd like me to take it right in my face and watch it dribbling down. I love it when cum dribbles down my nose and cheeks until I catch little bits with my tongue. Ooh, that taste really turns me on. It's the greatest drink in the world. Or maybe you'd like to pump your pecker in and out of my mouth, faster and faster. And I can really take its length, honey, until, yummy, I get a mouthful of your hot sperm. Or maybe you'd like me to be the best fuck as well as the very best suck in your life. As you can see from my pictures as I do my quick hot strip for you, turning myself on just as much as you. My cunt is one of the warmest and wettest pussies in the world, always eager for action. I only need to think of you enjoying my photos for my cunt lips to start getting moist. And I'm lucky that I have one hand spare while I'm talking to you to feel myself. It's really hot and juicy down there now. Yes. There's nothing like a good fuck, is there, as a finale. Starting slowly, but building up and building up. with your cock going faster and faster in and out of me, like my fingers are right now, thinking of you pumping up and down on me, with my juices mixing with your juices, a lovely hot cocktail of saliva and salty cock and cunt juice all mixed together as we screw and screw for just as long as you like. And when you're ready to shoot your load, then I'll milk you. Yes, I'm really proud of my muscles down there. My prick grips, I call them. Ooh, let me close my eyes and think. Think of your nice, big, hard cock giving me a hard, fast poke. A real, honest-to-goodness fucking. And then I know I'll get there. In fact, I think I'm going to come right now.
Electronic music began as an experiment. But now, after nearly 30 years of development, most of the world's studios are still using laboratory equipment designed for experimenters. The RA Moog 900 series modular electronic music instruments were designed and built with a composer in mind. They were developed over a 12-year period with the consultation of many experienced composers and technicians. The instruments combine a high degree of versatility with straightforward and convenient operation. The so-called classical electronic music studio, which developed step by step over the last three decades, is generally made up of several audio oscillators, filters, amplifiers, mixers, and tape recorders. The oscillators create the basic sounds used by electronic music composers. The most common oscillator-produced sound is a sine wave. Most classic studios also have generators to create square waves and white noise. Occasionally, a studio has generators for a sawtooth wave or other easily produced wave forms. Of course, any natural sound can be recorded for use. Filters are employed to vary the timbre of the basic sounds. For example, the square wave heard before can be filtered into, or, and. The composer then uses amplifiers and gain controls to vary the intensities of individual sounds and control the balance of combined sounds in ensemble. The next step is the tedious process of recording each sound or combination of sounds onto tape. The individual sounds are edited together, note by note, attack by attack, forming melody and rhythm. The process is very time-consuming, with frequently as many as 8 edits per inch of tape. The final balance is achieved during the mixing stage, when the sounds are synchronized and combined. Although the classical studio has proven to be adequate for conveying musical expression, the technique, in practice, lacks versatility and efficiency. The Moog 900 series eliminates many of the problems through the systematic use of voltage control, a striking innovation in electronic music instrument design. Voltage control is the control of an instrument by the application of an electrical voltage in place of the usual control method of setting dials and knobs. In the classical studio, the oscillator, amplifier, and filter have their own independent controls. If you want to change the frequency of a sound generated by an oscillator, you usually adjust a calibrated dial control on the oscillator. The intensity of a sound is normally varied by adjusting the gain control of an amplifier. The 900 system can be operated by the independent control dials on the amplifiers, filters, and oscillators. However, the Moog instruments offer the composer the versatility of external voltage controls. There are many ways of operating an instrument by varying its control voltage. The simplest and most obvious is manually with a keyboard or a continuous controller. A non-manual method is having a low-frequency oscillator produce a periodic control voltage. Random white noise can be used to create random variations. A transient generator provides non-recurring variations. An oscillator was voltage controlled in each of the examples just heard. Filters and amplifiers can also be voltage controlled to produce variations of timbre and loudness. Voltage control lets electronic composers produce many new and interesting musical events unobtainable at classical studios. In fact, with suitable control devices, virtually any sound can be produced. The sounds and music on this recording were produced using 900 series instruments and standard professional studio equipment. RA Moog modular instruments can be used in all areas of electronic sound and music, from real-time concert performance to direct digital computer control.
Say hey, is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to